This is the technical difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. None of us know what the others have been up to. What's that objection?
I know what he done, and I know what you done.
That's true.
None of us knew what the others have been up to, and we're steadily working through it as the season goes on.
That's better.
I mean, to be fair, having seen Tom, I'm still not quite sure what he actually did.
I went to hell and back.
All right. You went to hell, criticised it, and came back.
Matt, it is your turn. What have you been up to?
I think I introduce it pretty well myself, so over to me.
I've come to an underpass in West London to play a real-life version of a video game. Can you hear it in the background? Yeah, it's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, which I've played a lot in real life, but I've never skated in real life. There's a skate park. Let's learn to skate.
No, Matt, don't do that. No!
Do it, Matt. Do it.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Do it.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Don't do
Matt,
it.
I feel worse about my choice in this season.
Of like all the games you could have picked, you could have had Chucky Egg. I suppose you could have had Frogger. That would just be crossing the M1.
That, technically, more dangerous.
But even so, I mean, you could have had, you know, I don't know, track and field, but no. The one where you will obviously hurt yourself.
Can you imagine me doing any kind of track and field? Javelin and not
javelin?
Poking myself in the arm.
I'm now wondering if they're going to give you a standard shortboard because I put you on like a 36-inch longboard.
Oh, yeah, you're a skateboardist.
Not really, but...
He knows
Matt,
things.
Matt is probably... I'd say Matt was too big to be comfortable even on a 33x8¼.
You're a tall... You know, you're a tall guy here. Any normal skateboard's going to look like you're on one of those little baby kiddie ones you
Did
used
they give
to
you
get.
One for each foot?
Yeah!
So the wonderful man who's got the task of teaching me how to skate is Hector.
Hello, nice to meet you.
do you get many midlife crisis skateboard lessons in?
Yeah, to be honest, we do. Yeah.
Cool. Midlife bloody crisis. You don't know what a midlife bloody crisis
Youngest
looks like.
Youngest person at the table.
You don't know when he's planning to die, though.
Yeah, all right.
And where do you define the middle? Like, how wide is the middle?
To be fair, it feels like it's already over for me. You know?
Sounds like I'm in safe hands then, so we can try and do this without me breaking anything.
Fingers crossed.
And later, bones crossed.
Because those are fingers that have been broken many times.
And later, fingers strapped together.
So I've got on wrist guards, elbow guards, knee guards.
Forgetting the helmet, though.
Oh, helmet. I've got the gear, but I've got no idea.
Yeah. The most important part for us today, while we're learning, those 8 screws, we call them the bolts. And ideally, while we're learning, we're hiding those bolts with our feet. One more thing you should know, a skateboard does actually have a front and a back.
So I found that out, and I thought that was the back and that was the front. Was I correct?
To be honest, it's quite symmetrical. Have a look. I would actually go with the white screws being at the front.
Good, so
the
that's front what I guess. I put red for bad for back.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, white for front.
Front is the nose, back is the tail. The back, on a traditional skateboard, it's usually a little bit smaller.
So, right, he's gone through that bit about white being the front and red being the back. But that's just the same as on a car.
No, I did that. I painted the bolts myself.
Oh, you painted them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. So, well, that's your board.
That's my board.
Oh, I thought you bought
And you're
one.
Asking about the board. I own a skateboard because I bought one 2 years ago. And yes, I have massive feet and I am a massive man. So I think it's 9.5 inches wide.
Oh, okay.
Board, because I've got size 14 feet.
Yeah, right, okay. Sorry, I just assumed that was all like borrowed stuff. Like it was the ones
I
had in
own
the back.
All of that.
Wow.
The helmet I've had for years because
it's your cycling one and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I've used it to cycle. I've used it when I've been kiteboarding before a very long time ago with
Hence
you.
Hence the GoPro clip at the front then.
I put that on for that day and then I forgot to use it.
Oh, that's the kind of rookie error I'd make.
It's very hard when you're trying to do stuff and film stuff at the same time. I've filmed things many times, but not having to think about the filming while I'm doing the stuff, or I'm not doing the stuff and I'm just filming, whereas doing both is hard.
So the skate park has a few people skating there today. Unfortunately, we don't have it exclusively to ourselves, but we're going to try and avoid collisions. Hopefully, we'll be okay. First thing we're going to do, we're going to put our boards on the ground. We're going to take your left foot, if that's the one you feel is stronger.
Yeah.
And the first thing we're going to do is cover 2 of those 8 screws.
Yeah.
And first of all, we're just going to get a feel for balancing on it. Just see if you can balance on that leg.
Okay.
Just standing still, nice and gentle. Just lift that leg up and put it back down a couple of times. Does that feel okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Unsteady, but
Yeah, it's the skate park isn't quite flat. That's for drainage purposes if it gets wet.
That makes sense.
So sometimes you will feel like your board's going to get away from you. The next thing we want to do is, let's say, 3 pushers, gentle steps forward, just like we're walking.
Okay.
And then stop. So we're not going to try to put our back foot on the board yet.
Yeah.
Going to gently go 1, 2, 3, and stop. And stop. Brilliant. Does that feel okay?
I feel like I'm going to have to get used to it.
Yeah? So let's turn around, let's go back the other direction, and let's do the exact same thing again. So 1, 2, 3, and stopping when you're ready. Brilliant. It's going to get more relaxed, more easy as you go. with skateboarding, it's all about just building your confidence, slowly but surely. So the next thing we're going to do, we're going to go from that standing still position, back foot on 4 bolts, and then front foot has to rotate.
Yeah, so whatever I do, I need to end up parallel to the board, yeah. So I go sideways, not
exactly.
Forwards.
Exactly. So we're going to be standing still, and I'm going to be here as a safety net if you want to grab onto me, OK?
And the advantage here is that Hector's got lots of experience, but he's also 6'4".
Yeah.
Ah, so he's actually
so
in a position
he can
to help
actually
you.
Catch me. Yeah. If I was having someone teaching me who was tiny, then I would have no trust that they could help me out whatsoever right. with any falls.
Yeah, whereas he's looking you in the eye and saying, I've got you, yeah.
So I'll be right here. So position 1.
Can I hold you again?
Yeah,
please?
Yeah, of course. 1, 2. And that left foot's going to twist through. That looks good. And you look nice and stable now.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to do that without me holding on?
I'll like to try that.
Here.
Yeah. And to get off?
So to get off, we always want to take our back foot off first. So
okay,
your right foot.
And do I need to twist that round first?
Yeah, you can
as well.
Do it if you like. There we go.
Yet again, Matt, we're doing a wholesome thing where you learn a thing. This is lovely.
The thing is, if that's all a very concrete floor. So if I fall, falling onto concrete. So that's partly scary. But the advantage of this is, is because the floor's really smooth, that means you can roll without getting stuck on anything.
Mm.
Whereas when I first tried in a park, I went a little bit on, I didn't put both feet on or anything, but it was like, stopping and going and so this felt less scary.
So the next thing we want to do is just 1 push. We're going snail's pace. And we're just going to try to get that balance while moving. So let's start right here. And what I'm going to do, I'm also going to hold your elbow in case you do fall back.
Thank you.
That's it. And then we're going to turn that front foot. Excellent. And you're rolling. Take your time. That's it. And I'm going to let go of you right there. That's it. And that time you put no weight on me at all. That looks really good.
12-year-old me will be so happy.
I don't know if it was by luck or judgment, but Hector, who's teaching me, has done professional skateboarding. Now he's kind of just doing it for fun and teaching people, but he mentors some of the Team GB skaters.
Or
has done in the past at the very least.
Oh, you had a really good teacher.
And that day he had me.
What we're going to do next is we're going to repeat that last exercise with a bit of carving. Okay, we're going to try and make a little bit of a zigzag, almost like a snake. So we're going to push off, get on all 8 bolts, tiptoes and heels. And then eventually you'll be able to do like a full circle, but that comes with practice.
And there's more friction on that side, so it turns that way. Okay.
It's not friction. I was going to bring the board along with me, but it would have given the game away. There was no way I could get this here without you seeing it. Because when you lean on it, it squishes. They turn in.
They do that or that.
It makes you turn. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It turns around the...
Right, I just assume you put like more friction on one side.
Because as soon as you lean to one side, the wheels corner.
Right.
And then what we're going to do is just repeat that process a couple of times. Yeah.
That feels much faster. But also much easier. I just skateboarded.
Yeah, and we're building your confidence up. That's the main thing. You're not looking worried anymore. You look calm.
There's a whole, 20 minutes of trying.
Oh, yeah.
This is a full 2-hour session that's been cut down into and you know, only a few minutes worth of stuff. And that's the scary thing. You have to go faster for it to be less scary.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
You need momentum to be able to use the momentum to your advantage. It's just like trying to cycle really slowly. You can't do it.
Yeah.
But going fast is scary.
Yes.
The second type of turning is something called a kick turn.
Okay.
And what that is, it's a very quick change of direction. So we're going to have our front foot, for you it's your left foot, on the bolts, your back foot on the tail, your front foot's going to lift and step forward. And it requires a lot of balance. Okay, so where it's going to get start to get a bit scarier. However, we're going to start standing still and we're going to start small. Baby steps to begin with, and we'll work our way up.
Yeah, let's try that.
Your left foot on the bolts.
Yeah.
Your right foot on the end of the tail. Right on the end this time.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I want you to do is bend your knees a little bit. And you're going to bring your chin over your left leg.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, with your left foot, I'm going to hold your arm here. With your left foot.
Yeah.
You're going to forget you're on a skateboard. You're just going to step like you're walking.
Okay.
So step forward. I've got you. That's it. So can you see it came up?
Yeah.
And now with that left foot, we need to guide it forwards.
Okay.
Okay, and then push it back down.
Yeah.
So it's up, forwards, down.
Okay.
That's it. That was it. There we go. One down, ten to go. Some repetitions now. Let's keep it going. There we go. Perfect.
Okay.
Again, perfect. Really, really good. Looks great. So let's try and get some more repetitions now. Let's try and do a full circle of those baby steps.
How, at this point, how am I doing compared to other adults?
You're doing great. Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Honestly, being absolutely great.
That was just slightly too long a pause there. Yeah. Just ever so slightly.
I like you're going to go... Pretty sh**, if I'm being honest with you.
We're just invested in your progress now. It's happened again.
If you're giving me the opportunity to learn a thing I've always wanted to learn,
I'm going to learn.
That's what I like to do in my spare time. I like to learn.
We're doing our pushing and balancing as normal. We're on all eight bolts. When we get onto the ramp, we're bending our knees. Most important thing, once you change direction, remember your head has to be at the front always. That's now the front. So we've got to turn our head and look the other way. So an example, so we're getting our balance, bending our knees, and we're now looking in a new direction. Okay, that's what's crucial here.
Okay.
Looking back in any direction. I'm going to put my phone down for this, and you're going to laugh at me. If I don't turn my head, I'm very quickly going to go... And if you're not expecting that, it hurts. Sorry.
Where did they come from?
There were little children doing amazing tricks everywhere the whole time.
Oh, I remember seeing an interview with Tony Hawk about this. That it used to be like the stuff he was doing was cutting edge, like years of experience required to pull off these things. And now kids do them in 3-4 weeks of training because the art has advanced that far.
Hector started skateboarding when he was 10.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. That's a normal age to start skateboarding.
The thing about Tony Hawk's was he was inventing the things.
Yeah.
So nobody had done it.
Yeah.
But now the kids can go, oh, I'm going to do that one. And
here are 20 people doing it on YouTube that I can learn from.
Yeah.
First thing, I'm always bending both knees.
Oh, this feels fast.
And now turning your head, looking back in the new direction. And you see, that's not actually so bad, right? But if you were to try that without me having explained it,
I'd be on my own.
It'd have gone very wrong very quickly. Okay, so we're looking ahead, bending your knees, and then looking back that way. That's it. And there is that moment when you change direction, which is a bit scary.
Yeah.
But as long as you do everything right, you'll be fine. Bending your knees, and then coming back. Brilliant. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand here and be a human safety net, and you're going to try to do that. And if you're falling, I'm going to put my arms under you and catch you, okay? When you're ready. That's it. Bend your knees, and turn your head, looking back. Brilliant.
That was scary because my foot's so far back on the board.
Yeah, but the balance is actually really good from watching you. You're picking it up fast.
Good.
Status update?
Constant nerves. But every time I do a thing, the nerve changes for something else. So it's keeping a steady level of nerves. But I feel like I'm learning. Like I can skateboard for a very limited amount and very slowly, so...
A That's the first time we've seen a camera operator in this series.
What you are really restraining yourself from doing, which is what I would definitely be doing, is all those people that are whizzing past you. You're not just going, oh, will you piss off? As they come past you.
The thing is, when I'm moving, you'll see they're actually nowhere near me. When I'm stopped and I'm not doing anything, then they take that moment. So they do wait. They're all being considerate, mostly.
Yeah, no, but just f*** off. Yeah.
An hour in and I'm going to be skating my first bowl.
Our goal right now, I will demonstrate, is to repeat what we just did on that other ramp, but backwards and forwards. So again, it's just about turning your head and turning your head. Are you ready to rumble?
No!
we're going to actually stand that direction. I'm just going to wind you up a little bit. So again, bending your knees, turning your head.
Yeah.
Again, same thing, bending your knees, and now looking forwards again.
Ooh, I haven't done that one before.
Yeah? Yeah, it's a knee feeling. That's it. We're going to add a little bit of speed in. Really good. One hand.
No.
You're okay. So one hand, looking back.
Oops.
That's it. Then we're going to swap hands or two hands if you like. That's it. Really good. We're going to give you a little speed boost, turning your head. That's it. Really good. And looking forwards again.
It's only a tiny bit, but I can still feel it. Yeah.
That's really good, though. That's really good progress. It was okay?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going in there slowly.
It's good though, really good balance. Haven't toppled over once. I think because you've taken your time with it,
yeah.
You know, you haven't rushed into it. I don't think you're gonna have a bad accident or anything like that. I think you're fine.
That is surely smash cut to a bad accident. Surely.
Next one. I'm in hospital.
Helicopter, you've been lifted. Yeah.
Weirdly, full Richard Hammond style crash. It was just you know.
Same speed.
Yeah. You, yeah.
That's the thing. I can only do stuff in baby steps. I need to do it a little bit, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. And because he's giving me the opportunity and the reassurance and the reassurance of someone there to catch a hold on to, makes it doable.
Yeah, see, I have a baby and there's no way she'd be able to ride that skateboard.
Yeah, but if you start her now.
Yeah. From the fact I'm sitting on the ground there, you can see I'm knackered. Like, it's lots of learning can just kill your brain a bit, can't it? So at that point, I was going, I've done enough of this. You could see I was falling over a bit. It's just, no, nothing's going in now. I can we do something else?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we've got something a little silly for you.
All right. I'm going to do something fun while we're here.
Yeah.
Which is a bit silly. So what I want you to do is stand with the board in front of you and just jump from standing onto all eight bolts. When you land, you're just going to bend your knees. So that.
Oh.
There's always something more. There's always something more.
No.
So just jumping towards me, bend both knees, aiming to cover all eight bolts.
I can't see how I'm going to do this without the board going.
Because your momentum's going that way. Why? And then you just bend your knees forward to stop your momentum.
Okay. And the safest way to get off this is to jump forward.
Jump forward or backwards, either or.
Okay. This is terrifying. Can I do it while holding you?
See, it's not as bad as you think.
No, but it's overcoming the fear.
Let's hop back off. And one hand now. Same exact thing. And then back off. Without me now. I'm right here. We've got a human safety net.
Can I just have a hover that I won't...
Yeah, no problem. Really good. And then I'm going to give you the next challenge. We're just going to have our board upside down to start with.
Yeah.
We're going to jump forwards and we're going to aim to land those bolts again.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't think about kicking the board over. Just think about jumping forwards towards me. The board will naturally land on its wheels, okay?
And what stops the board from landing like that and me landing like that?
The fact that you're jumping up makes pushes it right over. Feel both of my hands, first of all. And you're going to jump.
Yeah.
You're going to end up landing here and here. That's where you want to aim for.
Good luck, Matt.
You got this. Believe. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, wah! Ooh, wah! Not like his shins.
But you see, it's not so bad, huh? Sometimes you just got to roll the dice, as they say. That's it. And can you see, the closer you are to the bolts, the more stable you are when you land. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. That's it. So we're getting a bit tiptoey on that left foot. So we're going to bring that left foot a bit further forwards.
1, 2, 3.
There we go. There we have it. That's good. Really nice.
I've done so many things that I didn't think I was going to be doing.
Conquering it.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, unfortunately, the hard part here is climbing back out. So we're going to put our boards up first, and then we're going to run. Like that.
Why is this scary?
I think you styled it out with a sit down.
Although I'd add, has no one thought of it installing a ladder?
You can't kind of skate through the ladder though, can you? You get stuck.
It's like one of those things for duck ponds where you just have to put a little thing down to make sure the baby birds can get down.
No one knows.
The thing is, when I was thought I was going to learn to skateboard, I thought, well, lesson one, day one, is going to be, can you roll on it? Not go up a ramp and get in this bowl.
And then flippy, jumpy thing.
Jump on the skateboard, learn how to land on the skateboard, but it's
I suppose it's good in a way. It stops you stigmatising the next step because bang, 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 bang.
I think that's kind of the thing that meant that I could go to each next step. It's because each new thing was so thick and so fast and so ridiculous. Sure, why not? Let's just do that. And I didn't have enough time to think about it.
Mm.
And if I had that moment to think about it, then I would be standing there going... And the moment when I was about to jump onto the skateboard for the first time, you can see me going...
How did I get here?
Absolutely not. This thing has no brakes. It'll roll away from underneath me.
How can this possibly go right? It's a thing that'll go wee or wee. And the answer is no, because my momentum is going forwards. The momentum is going, and it didn't really want to. It's so weird.
We're going to bend our knees. And now, just like before, we're going to lead with our head. And on this slope, all of our weight wants to be on our front foot. So we like to say chin over knee or chest over knee. Or an easy way to remember it, the front of your board is the nose. You could see it say nose over nose. Okay, so push off very slowly to begin with while we're learning. Gentle push. Chin over the front, just keep that weight on the front. And then once you've slowed down a bit, you can come to a halt very easily.
That's exactly the face I have as well.
Now, I don't mean to be too rude here, but you do possess somewhat more mass than Hector does.
Yes.
Which means you are going to descend a little bit faster than he does.
Luckily, I had a Hector, and he could slow me down by holding me the whole way.
Right.
Ah, that's fine.
Look, we're going to go literally this speed. Walking pace. Yeah, I've got you. Bending your knees more?
No.
It's going to be absolutely fine, in my opinion.
And you're staying with me the whole way?
Yeah, the whole way. So bending your knees, chin over the front. All your weight on the front foot when we go over that edge. So lean forwards into it. Lean on the front. And you're absolutely fine, right? And then we slow down.
Okay. It's always the fear that is worse than the thing.
And exactly.
See, if that was me, I'd know what would happen. I'd get down halfway down that hill, I'd let go of him, lean, and then suddenly take on a new direction.
Yeah.
And then going down a really steep one.
As some mothers do have them.
No, out on the road, through on the back of a bus.
Yeah.
The thing is with that, as you pick up speed, you get a speed wobble. Because any little movement with your feet, well, you're going faster, so it means you turn.
And then your
immediate response is to overcorrect, and you end up with a tank slapper, don't you?
What is a tank slapper? Two of you have said this.
A tank slapper is when you overcorrect for a lean in one direction, and the grip suddenly flicks you back the other way.
Why is it called tank slapper?
Because when you do it on a motorcycle, your legs bang into the tank, the fuel tank.
I know exactly what you're thinking about the words tank and slapper, Gary, and we're going to move on.
It's not that. I actually had the germ of an idea of what a tank slapper might be, but I thought it was to do with your balls.
I mean, in the strictest sense of the mechanics, I suppose so. Semantically, you've drifted.
It was like they were looking against the tank.
I can guarantee you that even though it was one of the hottest, most humid days of the year, that didn't happen for me because it was so scary. My balls were right up here.
Newton's cradle, but, Newton's scrotum. Sorry.
I thought it was that. I didn't realise it was your legs.
Well, maybe it was your testicles. I don't know. Maybe I got the Baudelaire version.
Scradle is another word for perineum.
Maybe it was just a warmer day for me.
Newton's scradle.
Yeah.
So leaning into the ramp, lean on the front, and relax. You're okay. And we'll stop when you're ready. Excellent.
I'm going to rope in Jacob here. As an innocent bystander, how's it looking?
Really good, genuinely. Like, honestly, for someone who's a complete beginner, this is genuine, obvious progression I'm seeing.
Thank you.
Genuinely, genuinely great.
I'll give you a Miz check later. I'm going to give that back to you, actually.
So you're leaning on the front and stay down low. That's it. And relax. And then when you're ready, yeah. That's really nice. That's it.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go on. Go on, Matt.
Go on.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So bending your knees, lean on the front. Brilliant. Hey, that was incredible. Really well done.
It's when he comes through on the rail on the next shot.
Just an ambulance comes back, and it just comes back right to left on a stretcher. Because you set up for the comedy, walk off one way, then come back the other gag.
What it needs to have dubbed on at the end is the sound of shattering glass, chickens clucking, all that.
Well, you know, when I said earlier, I was too knackered and too concentrated to point the camera. So it's just plonked on the side. The best angle for this would have been on here, so you could see my face as I was doing all this.
Yeah.
Or see more than just the middle part of the journey. At the end of that, he's just catching me because there's another steeper slope.
Yeah. You see that? You've got to come back across with those old-fashioned crutches and lots of bandages.
And it didn't feel so bad, right, by the time you got to it?
No, that was less terrifying.
Yeah.
It was still terrifying, but... I think that'll do it for today. Yeah, thank you so much.
Brilliant, though. Thank you for coming and thank you for putting in the work.
Thank you, Hector, so much. Like, from zero to going down a ramp, like a little ramp, but still a ramp nonetheless.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Anyone watching this is in London, wants to know where the skate park is, how to learn, please let them know.
Yeah, so we're at Bay 66 Skate Park, which is located between Westbourne Park and Ladbroke Grove in West London. If you want to come here, you can book through our website or over the phone. We do private lessons, group lessons. We do skate camps for kids in summer. It's really fun. And we welcome anyone to come and try.
And if you're an adult like me, I am 36 and this is my first lesson. I've dropped the board, but there's... Try it. If you've been thinking of trying this for so long, do it. It's so much fun.
Aww.
Yeah. Lovely. Have you kept it going?
I did it a week and a half ago. So I have had no time to go back, but I will go back.
Hey.
I do not trust myself. Like, that's the first go. I do not trust myself to be able to stand on the board and not hurt myself still. So I want more hand-holding a little bit.
Were you not tempted to skate off with the old stay in school kids?
The one thing I thought of doing that I didn't actually do was the... how you doing, fellow kids?